lo yadina kamo. If only from the second pasuk of Akutzrachem and Ukrosem, true, I know that a day that you're allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to bring a korban. But I won't know how many days you have to make up for the korbanos you didn't bring. Lo yadana kamo. Kamash wonder of lezom rabbeishia. Therefore, we need a first limit of chag matzah and chag shuas, that just like matzah is 7 days, who are then shuas also a makeup of 7 days altogether, six more. Trash lo yadana kama yomim yilutashnumim. Kamash wonder of lezo that ma chag matzah shiva afkan is also shiva. So tomorrow, for Ashlokish Shomer Ashlokish says like this: the chag akotzir eize chag shatachoygeg. The Kaitzavoy, which is a yomtiv, that you have a yomtiv and a Kaitzavoy, you can make a ktsira, you can cut down tfuwa. Have a yom is that teres. Hatayah is talking about teres, a teres shuas. Trash mechag aktsir, the kure masecha, the chag shuas ktsir. It says this in your cutting down for the maestris, it says that on a chag shuas ktsir. For the Gemara Amos, what are you talking about? Ilayma be yomtiv, on yomtiv itself a shuas. For the Gemara ktsira be yomtiv mishari. Are you allowed to cut down wheat or tfu on Yom Tov? So malacha. El alav l'tashlumim. El amaya means that there are days after Shavuos that also ask Kedusha on the day that you can bring karbonos, make up for the carbon you didn't bring. And those are weekdays. You're allowed to do malacha. So you see, as Shavuos has weekdays that has a din Kedusha to bring karbonos. Yom Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says, Elamayatev, so Chag Osif. Not that it says by Sukkot is called the Chag of gathering together. Ezel Chag Sheesh Bo Yasifa, which is the Yom Tov that you gather the Tfuah together. It's a time to cut it down and you gather it together. Have a Yom Ezel Chag Asukkot. That's at the end of the season, Chag Asukkot. That's the Zman Asifa. Amos, when does it mean you're allowed to make the Asifa? Ilay me be Yom Tov on Yom Tov itself, you cut down the Tfuah and gather it together. For the Gemara, Malacha be Yom Tov Mishari. Such malacha is also, you can't cut down the wheat, cut down the tfuah to gather it together. That's also on Yom Tov. Ela b'chol ha-shamayit. Ela ma, you want to tell me means on chol ha-mayit? Chol ha-mayit, you're allowed to do this malacha b'asifa. For the Gemara, chol ha-shamayit mishari, no. Even on chol ha-mayit, they're allowed to do these malachas. These are not malachas of Sarach Yom Tov. You want to cut down all the wheat for the rest of the year and gather it together. That's called the malacha t'avoido. That's also on chol ha-mayit. Cholamoid will soon see, you want to do certain malachas, or malachas ha'ovod, or malachas sarach ha'yomtiv. But here, to cut down the wheat for the rest of the year, you have no right to do it on yomtiv, on cholamoid even. Ella, you want to tell me now, chag habo b'zman asifa. All the pasuk means is, that sukkis is the yomtiv that comes at the time of the year, when that's the time right to gather all the tfuah together. So maybe hochinami, chag, when it says shavuos, it's called Chag HaKtzir, maybe it means Chag HaBo B'zman Ktzira, that's all. It only means Shavuos is at the time when it's a good time to cut down the Tfuah. But not that you're allowed to cut down, not that it means the weekday has Kedusha. It just means at the time when it's ripe to make a Ktzira, that's the time of Chag HaShavuos. Nechlaz Demar says, Akoponim, so therefore you have no right from Zles Pasik. But Akoponim Nechlau, Tetavayu Svirulu, Techol HaShamoyid, Osa Vasiyas Malacha. Mashma both of them hold though that on cholamoid poshes mashma midiraisa you're not allowed to do malachas on cholamoid. For the Gemara Minoan Emili, how do we know this? So again, poshes this Gemara's mashma that's also midiraisa. Like Taisa says, chol shemayid also nasiyas malacha lechura mashma dimlacha dimisra bay midiraisa dimafik bay miposuk lechain perak bay the moid katin levi boyel of the rabbonin elafidu chol shemayid yiraisa. That's Rashi Shita. That the Melechus Cholamoyed is also Midiraisa. Spoke out once. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. He had told you, not like that, because from Menatam, Tim came Dovru Ovud. If you have something that's going to be a loss, if you don't do it, you'll have to do it on Cholamoyed. So, question why? If it's also Midiraisa, how could you do those Melechus on Cholamoyed? The Kam Melechus to Sharina Nosom, Echem Mishtarinon, Chiechem Mitzin and Issa Diraisa, Mitzos Yusuf, Mitzos Mutter. And we have a fight with Yeraisam, that part is mutter, part is asr. So therefore the Rasp pshat is, Lemissa Malacha, it's not asr mit Yeraisam. It's only asr mit Rabbonin. It's not from Achlokes Rishonim. If the Malacha's Cholamoid is asr mit Yeraisam, we're only asr mit Rabbonin. If you hold us asr mit Rabbonin, the Gemara means that that's machta. So Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know to say this, that on Cholamoid, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Minohan Emili? The Torah Rabbonin, the Pasuk says, Es Chag HaMatzah is Tishmer. Shivas Yomim. You have to keep Sukkis or Pesach for 7 days. Lima da achola shemayet she'ose basiyas melecha. Because it's mashma, chaga matzah tishma shivas yamin. Mashma, all 7 days, you have to watch it not to do work. Divrei Rabbi Yashi, that's Rabbi Yashi's Rosha. Rabbi Yonasan and Oymar, ain't a tzarech, I don't need this. Kal v'chaymer, omar risha nushvi, shen kedusha lefnei melachrayim. Madich the first day of Pesach, and the last day of Pesach, that does not have kedusha before it. Or afterwards, osa v'siyas melacha, you can't do melacha on the first day and seventh day of Pesach. Cholosh shemoy, the days in between, she has kedusha lefnei melachrayim. Here's the first day yomtiv, the last day yomtiv. Is Eino Din she yosef asiyas melacha? Isn't it for sure that it should be yosef asiyas melacha? For the Gemara on this, sheishes shemay gracious yachiyach. No, bring your raya for the 6 days of the week. She is kedusha lefneim uli achrayim umutar asiyas melacha. There's a Shabbos before, a Shabbos after, and you have 6 days in between. So you see, even though there's a kedusha before and afterwards, you could do melacha in between. So maybe Chol HaMoed also was mutter to do melacha. Where it says no, malish sheishes shemay gracious. Shein ben korban musaf. There's no special korban those days, the 6 weekdays. So pshit, that's a regular weekday, you could do work. Tiyoma b'chol shemayid sheish ber korban musaf. Since it has a korban musaf, that's a svar to say that it should be also tasiyas melacha. For the Gemara, that alone is not a proof. I'll tell you, Rosh Chodesh yachiyach sheish ber korban musaf amutav tasiyas melacha. We know Rosh Chodesh also has a korban musaf, and you're allowed to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you are in Chol HaMoed, also you'll have to do Malach on Chol HaMoed. Where it says, no, Ma'ala Rosh Chodesh Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. The Pasuk doesn't call it Mikra Kodesh. Teyoma B'chol HaShemoed Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. Hoyo B'chor Mikra Kodesh Dinu Shasa Vasiyas Malacha. Since the Pasuk calls Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh, that's as far as it said that it should be Yasa Vasiyas Malacha. So if you learn Shana al Gemara that these are psukim in Yiraisa, that Chol HaMoed you can't do melacha, the kasher is then, how come a dover avud, some melacha should let her do on Chol HaMoed? The teretz is, that these shita is the same way we have on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur also, there are shanim to learn that the 5 inuyim of not to wear shoes and not to rub yourself, not to wash yourself, is also awesome in Yiraisa. Even though there are certain cases that's mutter, by a chayla, you're allowed to wash yourself. To wash off dirt, you're allowed to. So pshat is the Torah gave it over to Chachomim to tell us exactly what's awesome in the rice and what's not. The Chachomim have the right to tell us what the Torah really meant. The Torah gave it over to Chachomim. Whatever they want to explain it, that's what the Torah meant to say. Here Chol HaMoed also. When the Torah explained to us, the Rabbanim explained to us that it's dover over its mutter. So now the pshat is the Torah said it's mutter. But what the Chachomim said it's also, they're explaining what the Torah meant. This like Rashi Pshat to stack Rosam and the Raisa to do Malachas and Chol HaMoed, only if a Dov Rover or Sarach HaMoed, things that are mutter, that you have a heter for. You're holding off Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We're in the middle of the Shiloh that we brought a Rai, everybody holds Malach on Chol HaMoed is Osir. You're not allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. So in the middle of bringing down Sukkim, how do we know this Yisoid that Chol HaMoed is Osir Vasiyas Malacha? And again, we spoke about yesterday, the famous Tosis here, that's Machlokes Rishonim, is these Sukkim means Midiraisa, you can't do work on Chol HaMoed, or else they're only in a Smachta, and the Yisum are only Midirabonin. But Midiraisa, you could do all Malachas and Chol HaMoed, it's only Midirabonin, certain Malachas are also, and therefore, certain times you're allowed to, Dover Ovid, the Tzorach Yomtiv, the Rabbanin will make them. The other side is, the Ika Malachas also Midiraisa, just the Rabbanin have a right to explain to us what did the Torah mean to Asar, and what is Mutter. Like a Dover Ovid is Mutter Midiraisa. So the middle of Gemara now, in the middle of Gemara, it's again, that Madoch, the first day Pesach and last day Pesach is also Vasiyas Melacha, and the days before or afterwards is not also, so Chol HaMoed, that the days before and the day after is also Vasiyas Melacha, for sure should be also. So Gemara said though, Sheshesh Yimei Gracious is Zachiach, that 6 days you're allowed to work, even though you have a Shabbos before and a Shabbos afterwards. So Gemara says, that Mala Shesh Shemei Breshu Shein Dem Korba Musaf. There's no Korba Musaf. Tiyoma B'cholah Shemoyed Sheyesh Ba Korba Musaf. Cholamoyed has a Korba Musaf, therefore it's more strict. That's why it's also Vasiyas Melacha. That whereas Rosh Chodesh Shechiyach Sheyesh Ba Korba Musaf Umotiv Vasiyas Melacha. I Rosh Chodesh has a Korba Musaf, still you're allowed to do work. So where it says Mala Rosh Chodesh Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. Tiyoma B'cholah Shemoyed Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. It's called, the pasuk calls even cholamoid mikra kodesh. So hayol kruya mikra kodesh dinu shasa v'stis melacha. That's another svar, another reason why cholamoid is also to do melacha. Since the Torah called it mikroy kodesh, that's a svar that has a lacha like yomtiv that it's also to do melacha. Tan yidach, we're going to another brisa. Tan yidach, pasuk says kol melacha savoida lo sasu. You can't do any melacha savoida on yomtiv. Limer comes to teach us, Acholah Shemoyed Shasa Vasiyas Melacha. Tiver Rabbi Yosef Lili. This is a Yosef Lili. Shita that Kol Melacha Savoid Lai Sasu is going on the whole Yomtif of Pesach, the whole Yomtif is also Vasiyas Melacha. Even Cholomoyed is also Vasiyas Melacha. Rashi says, Lai Sasa, Vesamach Lai Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha. 7 days bring Korban. Limur Acholah Shemoyed Vachidorish Bey. Lo isasu shivas yomim. Or the chag asukas kim. The post is talking about chag asukas. The ole kaimi. Hach mastisim teros kanim. The chag asukas says a lotion of kol melechas avoid lo isasu. Means all the 7 days of sukas is also to do melecha. It's mashm even cholamoyed you can't do melecha. Rabbi Akiva Roimer ain't a tzorich. We don't need this posik. Harayuayim, another posik says, Eila moyadi Hashem. These are the moadim of Hashem. So, b'ma kosim adaba. What does the pasuk mean? These are moadim. These are the yom tovim. In Berishin, if it means the first day of Pesach, harekva nema shabosim. The pasuk says already on the first day of Pesach, shabosim. You can't do melacha. You're not allowed to do any work on the first day of Pesach. In Bishvi, if it means the seventh day of Pesach, harekva nema shabosim. There's another pasuk that said that on the seventh day, shvi shab Pesach is a yom tov. There's an issa melacha. You have to rest. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Eila moadi Hashem, who ain't a kosev medaber ela b'chol shemoyed. The pasuk is coming to include even chol moed also. The lamdacha to come to teach us she'osa basiyas melacha. That even on chol moed of Pesach, who are doing sukkis, it's also to do melacha. And again, pasuk of Moraz Mashma sosim in the raisa, but Tosfos says it's not to say it's only us from the rabbanon. These gemaras are only in the smachta. Now, Tan Yidach, another price, it says like this. Sheshes yomim tayocho matzos. 6 days you should eat matzah. Uva yoyim ha-shvi atzeres l'ashem. On the seventh day, shvi shel Pesach has an issa melacha. Atzeres l'ashem means otzur, means you can't do melacha. So the seventh day has an issa yomtif on it, you can't do melacha. So l'chura ma-shvi otzur, just like the seventh day, it's otzur, it's held back. You're not allowed to work, you can't do melacha on shvi shel Pesach. Avsheshes yomim atzurim. Who are then the first 6 days, even during cholamoid, is also held back. You can't do melacha during cholamoid. For the Gemara, ima shvi otzav chol melacha. Maybe if you want to compare cholamoid to shvi shel Pesach, just like shvi shel Pesach is also any melacha, you can't do any melacha on shvi shel Pesach. Maybe avsheshes yomim. Who are then the first 6 days, even the cholamoid? But not the first day of Pesach is also lost with all lamates melachas. But maybe the next 5 days of the Raisa, that's Chol HaMoed, is Atzur Mechol Melacha. Maybe even the 5 days of Chol HaMoed also you can't do Melacha. Talmud Lomar, not the Pesach, says no. Uvayoyim HaShvi Atzeres. Only the seventh day is Atzur, so is held back from doing work. So Idashin HaShvi Atzur, the seventh day Shvi Shal Pesach, that's a real Yom Tov. You can't do any work on Shvi Shal Pesach. Otsa b'chom locha, but we ain't shisha yomim atzur b'chom locha. 6 days really means only the 5 days, but the 5 days of chol moed, that's not held back. That you are allowed to do melacha. Sechur tzastira. First, we're dashening all 6 days you can't do any melacha. And now we're dashening, no, only the 7th day is also, but the 6 days are mutter. So marashach, is it also or is it mutter? The Torah says yes, it has both dinim. Chol moed has 2 dinim to it. Certain melachas you are allowed to do, and certain melachas you're not allowed to do. How do we know? the Torah is given over to Chachamim to explain itself. In other words, a cloud like this, the Torah says something, and we can't understand what the Pesukim mean. So such a case is, what the Torah is telling us is, ask the Chachamim how they'll explain it. Loi Mosron HaKosov El Chachamim. Loi Melechot, to teach us, Ezu Yoim Osir, V'Ezu Yoim Mutter. Which day is Mutter, which day is Osir. That means, which day is Mutter means Chol HaMoed, some Melechot you're allowed to do. And some days are also, it means the first day and the seventh day of Pesach, you can't do any melacha at all. And now on the Chol HaMoed, Ezu melacha asura, v'ezu melacha materis. On the Chol HaMoed itself, certain melachas you are allowed to do, or dover oven, some things you'll have a loss if you don't do. You're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, a tzarech, yomtif you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, a tzarech, rabin, no mesech to moed, cotton we had, a lot of different tenoyim, certain melachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. V'ezu melacha asura, but the other malachas are also to do on Chol HaMoed. So another way to learn those sugir is that we pass like the last man the yomah. That it could be that the first man the yomah they dashim sukim in a chanami. It would mamish be awesome in the rice to do malach on Chol HaMoed. But Allah we hold like the last man the yomah. According to last man the yomah, the source of the machlokes we showing him, what does the Gemara mean to say? Well, we say, Lo Mosra na kosav el chachamim. Do we mean to say is that it's not midiraisa, it's only an asmachta, and the rabbonin have a right to explain what's osa, what's mutter, which comes out to be a pure isim of the rabbonin? That's what some shittas hold, that to do work on Chol HaMoed is only osim of the rabbonin. And the other shittas learn, no, this is mamashid iraisa. Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. We see certain malachas you are allowed to do, dov rovid. That's a din of the iraisa. Sometimes the Torah does not explain itself. And the Torah is given over to Chumim to explain the Torah. And the way the Chumim say, that's really what the Torah meant. If we say the same Machlokes we said yesterday is one Yom Kippur. That's what we say on Yom Kippur, there are five Inuyim you can't do on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash yourself, not allowed to rub yourself, you can't wear shoes. Those Yisurim also to Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn it's Osim Midiraisa. We see certain that Torah Makala is allowed to wash yourself. If it's Osim Midiraisa, why? The Torah says the same thing. The Torah says it's also not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but it's given over to Chum to explain what which washing is also. Only a washing shel hanor is also, but a washing to take off dirt off your hand, you're allowed to on Yom Kippur. So that's what some learn. It's also midiraisa, but the Chum have a right to explain exactly what's also, what's mutter. Other Rishonim learn, no, you never find such a thing with your Isa. When a terrorist says something, it's also, there's no tenoyim. Halfway, yes, halfway, no. When a terrorist says it's also, it's also legamri. That there are tenoyim by Melechus of Yom Kippur, or here by Chol HaMoed, the pshat is, it's a pure Rabbonim de Kisser. Just the Rabbonim have a right to make an asmachta, and they said, some are also, some are mutter. But then the Mishnah says, that mumitarim behesped v'tainis shalom lekayim as divriya ohimrim at sera sachra Shabbos. The Mishnah says in the case that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the korbanos on Shabbos. You can't bring the korban chagiga or the korban erlus riya on Shabbos. So loch rish, you're allowed to bring it on Sunday. You have to bring it the next day. So even though usually when you bring korbanos, it's like a yomtiv, especially Yisru Chag, usually the day after yomtiv. Also has dinei yom tovim, not to say hesped, not to fast, but on this Sunday you're allowed to fast. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, the next Sunday Yisroel Chag, you're allowed to fast. Why? To show the Tzedukim they were wrong. That the Tzedukim used to say Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. They made a mistake. They said the pasuk says Machros HaShabbos means mamish. You have to start counting Svira from Machros HaShabbos. The first Sunday, you start counting 50 days, then the 50th Sunday, 50-day Sunday, that's Shavuos. So not to make the mistake, the Chum said that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, make sure the next day, Sunday, don't make it for Yom Tov. If we allow to fast, he allow to give us Beidim. For the Gemara Akasha, but Tanya will learn out like that. For Tanya, Maise Umeis Alachsa, sometimes we'll be Alexandria, that he was Meis, Belud. By says he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos, the day after Shavuos. And the Maisa was, V'nichnasu kol Yisrael Soiftoi. Everybody came together to say a hesped on him. V'lo hinichum Rabbi Tarfin. The Tarfin did not let them say a hesped on Alexandria, because he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos. B'fnei sheyomtev shel Atzeres hoya. It was the yomtev of Atzeres. For the Gemara, yomtev sakadaitach. Ibi yomtev mikosui. It was mamish died on Shavuos itself, where the people gathered together on Shavuos to say a hesped. That's treated, nobody would do that.
on Shavuos, you don't, on Yom Tov, you don't bury him. Stoma. And they didn't spade him for sure, not on Shavuos. Elo, what does it mean to say the Maisa was? Eleimim of Neisha, Yom Tov Uachoya. We're talking about a case that it means Isruchag. That means he died on the first day Shavuos. And the next day, if you don't bring a korban the first day, you're going to bring a korban during the next 6 days. So it's called Yom Tov Uach. And still you see, he did not let him say Hespit. So the Havim mean it was, Shavuos came out on Shabbos that year, and he died on Sunday, Isruchag, and he did not let them say Hespit on Isruchag. So you see, not like our Mishnah. So Mar says, like Kashin, there's no stira. Can't be Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achra Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about that Shabbos comes out on, that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. So now the Yom Tov Uach, Isruchag is Sunday. And that day, on Sunday, the Chomer wanted not to make it for Yom Tov at all, not to agree with the Tzdukim, therefore you could say Hespit then. You could fast then. The Khan, the Maestro of Alexandru, when he was Nifter, the Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. No, forget. The other way. Lakasha, Khan, the Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achra Shabbos. Is the Maestro of Alexandru here, was he died during the weekday. That means Shavuos came down in the middle of the week. Shavuos came out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So then, what's the Isruchag? What's the day after that? Another weekday. So if it's a regular weekday, Avada, then Isruchag has a din yomt upon it, the Niksas, then you're not allowed to fast Isruchag, and you can't say Aspedim. That was the Maisa Balachsra. He died, let's say, Shavuos came out on Monday. So he died on that Tuesday. That Tuesday is Isruchag, a regular Isruchag, you're not supposed to say Aspedim. That's what our Mishnah says, he could say Aspedim on Isruchag and Shavuos, means when Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So now Isruchag is Sunday, they did not want Vedavka that Sunday to be Yom Tov. Not to agree with the Tzedukim, we made a special halacha that Sunday to say Hespedim. So at the Mishnah.